first day of October. How about that? So much going on in the world of sports with pro and college football. We've got the baseball playoffs cranking up. We've got basketball and hockey about to start. And over the weekend, we had the Ryder Cup. And so much drama coming out of that event. Well, joining us, actually, we need to call him, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's call Tiger Woods. He will talk to us. We believe he usually picks up for us. I just am curious to see if he watched the Ryder Cup over the weekend.
Hello?
Tiger Woods.
Hi, music.
Hey, Tiger.
It's the music. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
How y'all doing?
Okay.
Well, we're calling you to see how you're doing and see if you watched the Ryder Cup.
I know. I can't talk too long. My mommy doesn't like me to use the phone.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not allowed to use the phone this early in the morning. She doesn't like my friends calling before school.
Oh.
You know, you're still going to school. Well, how about that Ryder Cup, huh?
Yeah, I watched it, and all I saw was a bunch of golfers who don't have nearly as many majors as I do.
That's true.
A bunch of spares. There's some great players out there.
Not as great as me, Torchy.
Well, yeah, I guess not yet. No.
Now, and we tried to mount a comeback on Sunday. I saw that.
Yeah.
But that failed worse than the many comebacks I've tried. Just horrible. I I want to say something to, like, the golf fans.
Okay.
Throwing things at Rory's wife is not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool. You shouldn't do that.
That's well said.
It's not very nice. She didn't get mixed, did she? I mean, they were just
no
regular.
No, Tiger.
Don't use that.
Someone threw a beer at her.
Jeez. I snuck out and watched Silence of the Lambs one time.
Okay. I don't think you can handle that movie.
And I think that the golf fans just need to get it in their head that we're never going to win the Ryder Cup.
Never.
It's just a cursed event for Americans.
Yeah.
Hell, wasn't I like 13 and 22 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
You struggled in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we're just not going to win it. So maybe that's what we just start looking forward to. We're just going to go there and be rude. The golf fans, that'll be how America wins.
Well, what a terrible event.
We lose the event, but we win the war. We win the PR war with getting in their heads.
No, we need to win on the golf course. That would make it much better.
Those fans were rude, but I don't think they were as rude as Elon was when she planted a big bertha in my scalp.
Well, you've experienced rude.
You may have given her good reason.
There's worse things, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever want to be involved with the Ryder Cup ever again.
Well, you know, there's a rumor that you'll be the next captain. Would you want to be the captain?
Well, Craig, that's a good question. there is talk of me being captain, and that kind of excites me, I have to admit, because I already went out and bought my captain's costume.
Wear a costume.
I took the front of a Captain Crunch cereal box to the tailor as a ref pick.
And they made you that?
They made me the outfit.
So you look like Captain Crunch.
It's going to be so great. But I'm thinking of turning it down because I don't like to lose. And it's guaranteed that we'll lose. There's no way we can win in Ireland.
Well, maybe. That Adair Manor, it's kind of like an American course.
Yeah, that Adair Manor. I hear it has a castle on the grounds.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to have a castle. But Elon got it in the settlement.
Sorry, Tiger.
But I do kind of want to go to Ireland because that's where Lucky Charms cereal was discovered.
Discovered?
I don't know about that. But
I love that stuff.
It's an interesting place. They've got a lot of culture there.
And does Irish still have leprechauns?
Ireland, I guess.
How to answer that?
Did you hear me mention Elon a little bit before?
Yeah.
Did you know that she let me touch her urinator once?
Oh, once?
Oh, I did. I got to touch it once, and we had two babies because of that. At least that's how she told me that the babies were made. Never quite understood.
Hey, have you decided what you're going to go as for Halloween?
I'm so excited. I'm thinking of going as SpongeBob again.
That'd be a good one.
I know, because, you know, I've really been on a kick lately of dressing up as SpongeBob, because I didn't used to be able to dress up as him because of one particular parent who wouldn't allow me to do it.
Which parent was that?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Your dad, Earl?
The porcine lump of humanity whose body became so pickled in life that his remains refused to decompose in death, and who once got so horned up for reheated Kung Pao labia that he used an improvised explosive device to sink the Lusitania, which was captured by Archduke Ferdinand, who survived the sinking but later froze to death while hanging onto a door carrying Kate Winslet, that he made his best friend Saddam Hussein mad, and he invaded Japan at Pearl Harbor so that Hitler-led Taliban evacuated Saigon so that Earl could move in to sniff around for some ovulating front butt in every bar and opium den this side of Hades until he found one unsuspecting Kultita who was dropping a PGA labeled egg out of her left ovary while downing Cosmos with other bridesmaids at a bachelorette party at the Vietnam location of a bear, so Earl watched for a while through a scope of his long-range crossbow at her so he could decide that she was going to birth the result of his orgasm, so he chased her out of the barn through the Alaskan Rocky Mountains and the Himalaya on donkey back while she tried frantically to call 911 in Thailand and shoved as many IUDs and Diva cups inside her to prevent fertilization so that he finally cornered her in a cornfield in Iowa and bent her over a decaying hay bale and secured her enthusiastic consent to begin his scrunch-faced exertions to overcome his SSRI-induced pleasure difficulties before he finally released the Dixie cup-sized of egg white into her waiting mommy chamber so that 9 months later she squatted over a storm drain and fired a 15-time major-winning Nordic wife cheater into the sewer with only a placenta for meat for the first 6 months of his storm drain life.
Jeez. Your dad sunk the Lusitania?
He says hi.
Okay. Bye, Tiger.
Bye, music. Bye.
There's Tiger.